The Common Core standards were developed as a more uniform way to mark academic progress from state to state. Jack Jennings is with the Center on Education Policy, which recently surveyed states to gauge their progress on the standards. Roughly three-quarters of respondents said they won't fully implement them any earlier than 2013. Jennings calls that pace unsettling, but acknowledges the challenges.
Once states adopt standards, then they have to change their testing programs, they have to change the curriculum, they have to change textbooks, they have to change professional development. Another thing that it is a problem that states cannot find the money to carry out these standards.
The report shows those states that scored federal race to the top funding were more willing to move ahead with the standards. Wisconsin competed for that money but lost out. Still, Paul Sandrock of the Department of Public Instruction says everything's on track in Wisconsin. While the state won't have everything in place until 2014, he says that will coincide with the launching of a new standardized testing system based on the same standards.
So our timeline for implementation is really geared towards making sure that by the time that new assessment is in place, as our state assessment in 2014-15, districts would have gone through all of these implementation phases of understanding the standards, developing their curriculum, changing their day-to-day instruction, and their local assessment.
Once the standards are in place, Sandrock says Wisconsin's colleges, universities, and tech schools will use them as a factor for placement into college courses. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.